Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting go. Yo, how y'all doing today? Hey, man. Hey, Mike. Before we get started, man, I just want to tell you congratulations. We started this a while ago, and we still doing this, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, man.
And I just want to congratulate you and congratulate us on continuing to do this podcast week in and week out, man. It's we've come a long way.
Absolutely.
And so congratulations on that, brother.
Man, same to you, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, too. What we got for today, brethren?
It's funny because I went to an event yesterday at a James, that yoga dude, Woods house.
It was good, James.
All black men, just like meeting of the minds, and it was dope. But probably the most significant thing that stood out to me was James gave me back a journal that I gave him, maybe about 4 years of just journaling that I wrote, and I got to read some of those last night and really recognize my growth. Also, yeah, it brought up a lot of feelings because I felt compassion for myself. I felt that I recognized my ability of people pleasing above myself through reading my journal and looking at where I'm at today and recognizing that I really take care of myself because, it was just a lot of wild lessons from my past that I experienced.
Okay. What were some of the, if you don't mind sharing, what were some of the things that you may have read that caused you to think that way?
I was reading most of my writings were about a relationship that I was in.
Okay.
In the past. And just from reading what I was writing, it was almost as if I knew that I wasn't supposed to be in this relationship. Like, I never felt that this relationship would work.
Yeah.
But I still went through with it. Mm. Something in me felt that it just might have not worked. But I fought it. And that is one of the things that I don't want to do anymore is fight myself. I trust myself a lot. Trust myself more than anybody, actually. And it makes it easier for me to make decisions. You know, trusting myself and recognizing that I have to make the best decision for myself and no one else, because everyone else is going to respond to things how they're going to respond to them.
Right.
So you have to do what's best for you.
Right.
Because even if you didn't do what's best for you, it still may not be acceptable to this other person. So you have to take care of yourself first. And I wasn't taking care of myself. And I wasn't taking care of myself during this relationship because I didn't love myself. Mm. And when I learned, there are pages where I see where I learned to start loving myself.
Right.
And I could see the transition. And the more I loved myself, the less comfortable I was becoming in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's cool. Like, it's cool really to trace your own history and your own path. So really, like, my focus is my story, not so much the history that came before me, because that's someone else's story, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm really learning from myself because everyone else's stories are so spotty. You know, everyone else isn't really open. There are parts in my journal where I wasn't even really all the way open with myself,
mm-hmm.
where I've read things and said, wow, man, you was bullshitting yourself. Mm-hmm. You wasn't bullshitting nobody but you, because I was the only one writing it and reading it.
Yeah.
You know, so it was cool to go back and see myself and recognize where I'm at today and see that all of that led me to be where I am today. And to me, it's just dope.
Yeah, it sounds really dope. I'm glad that you shared all of that, because I was actually going to ask you what made you stay in the relationship, but you kind of just shared it was because you felt like you didn't love yourself.
And I think fear of, you know, I had just came out. I was in a place of, you know, I'd never been in a relationship or anything with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can be desperate for things that you've never had. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you've never been in a relationship, you may just want one so bad that you'll take anyone.
Mm.
And it may not be the best one for you. And you may feel that, but you may feel, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've always heard about these women that try to change their men in hopes of, like, him changing, or, like, sticking around in hopes of him changing.
Yeah.
And then they have these groundbreaking moments where they're like, fuck this, you know, like, I got to take care of me.
Right.
You see, like, a whole new person.
Right.
And I feel like I kind of went through something like that. Like, I didn't fully love myself, and, you know, this person showed me just a cinch more love, or at least I thought it.
Right. So did it have anything to do with comfort as well? See, you said you had just come out, you were fearful, and then you felt like this person may have given you a little bit more love than you had given yourself.
I think there was some comfort. I think when you around somebody for a long time, you become comfortable with them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And when you open, you know what I mean? When you open with people,
yeah,
you become more comfortable, at least for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's hard to be open with someone who isn't open. You know, it's hard to communicate with someone that doesn't know or want to know how to communicate.
Yeah.
My whole life, I've been learning how, as it comes, you know what I mean? My whole life, I've been that way. I recognize that it's hard for someone that has learned their whole lives to be with someone that is set in their ways.
Mm.
Unless it's communicated. You know what I'm saying? If there's a communication and an understanding, I think anything can work with communication.
Yeah.
But if there's no communication, it's really hard. You know?
Yeah.
I can tell you, in the beginning of that relationship, I really liked that person. But I didn't feel all the way like that person liked me.
Okay.
But I hoped, and this is a man, by the way, that I'm talking about. Like, yeah. I keep saying person, but I also want you to know, like, this is a man. but, yeah, he just didn't give me the feeling like he was really into me, but I just kept going, trying, just blind to it, you know what I mean? And then when I was in it, it still just didn't all the way feel right. Huh. And I just kept going until it was a point where it was like, nah, man, like, this is holding me back from my greatest potential, and I had to let it go.
Right. I wonder if he did love you, but he didn't know how to.
I think it's hard to love somebody when I'm not going to say he didn't, but I think just in general, us as people, like, how do you love someone when you lack love for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how to explain that. And that's when we got to start digging deep and searching from within.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like I got here. Nobody taught me how to get here. Like, I felt this in me. Like, I want to be my best that I could possibly be, and I want to keep growing, and I want to understand myself more than I understand anything else on this earth, because once I do that, then I can understand everything else.
Right.
Because I'm complicated as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm asking all of these questions because for a couple of different reasons. One, because I want to see if... Because we all make mistakes, right? We all go through certain... Well, I won't even call it a mistake. We all go through things in life that we say after the fact that I don't want to do that again. Everybody said that at least once in their life. And so the reason why I'm asking you these questions is to see if you recognize some of the things that... like, because that's just... that's a grand situation, right? Like this relationship that you were in. It was... But in totality.
Yeah.
But... you can see, like, and pinpoint certain parts of the relationship that you didn't like, that you didn't, or that you don't want to continue to invest in. And that's really the only reason I was asking those questions, to see if, like, you really got, for you, the parts of the relationship that you didn't want to focus on or didn't want to do anymore.
Man, honestly, I was in that motherfucker learning everything by myself.
Yeah.
I learned a whole lot.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about being considerate of another person, mm-hmm. Trusting someone else mm-hmm. to the best of your ability. Yeah, man. And I think the biggest lesson I learned is to not waste your time or anyone else's. Not to say that I was purposely or intentionally wasting anybody's time, but when I look back, it was like, if I knew all of these things from the beginning, I should have done something from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at the same time, lesson learned.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was going to say that the best lesson is life.
Yeah.
You know, the more you live, the more you learn. Even when you know, because, I mean, I can definitely go back and forth with you with similar stories about dating the wrong person and knowing she was the wrong person and staying in a relationship. And I can, we can do that all day.
But these are learned behaviors. These are like habits that you learn as a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be afraid to get in trouble. So I associate hurt or pain with trouble.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I don't want to hurt someone, I don't want to get in trouble with someone.
Okay. Okay. I can see that.
And that's I'm good. Breaking that shit.
That's good. That's good that you were able to recognize that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't say that the particular situation that I'm thinking about was a learned behavior. I think for me it was I was one way before and I wanted to be different in that relationship. So before I was like, you know, messing around with a lot of different women, dating a lot of different women, doing whoop de whoop. And then I got with this one and was like, I just want to be a good dude. And I chose the wrong one
yeah.
to be a good dude to. And that's just what it was for me. It was just a transitional period in my life.
I'll say for the most part, with every person I've dealt with, I feel like I've been a good dude. I'm not going to say I was perfect.
Yeah.
But I would say for the most part, I was a good dude in every situation I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what I mean by good dude is I'm just going to date her.
Yeah.
And not date. I just want to clarify.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to be with this girl and I'm not going to date any other girl.
And
is what I meant by that.
I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about just being a good human being
yeah,
to this person.
Yeah.
Like. Being considerate of another person
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm always that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't know how to give that back.
Oh, absolutely feel that.
But I also feel like we may not know the ways to express how we need that. Being absolutely. In a relationship where I couldn't communicate, I learned to become a great communicator,
mm-hmm.
and I've probably always been a great communicator, but spending a lot of time in my head mm-hmm. and in notebooks trying to figure things out, I see things a lot clearer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm able to express to my partner, hey, I think I reacted to this way because I had this experience.
Right.
And it just triggers something for me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, What do they call that for the soldiers? PTSD. Mm-hmm. I have PTSD to just life situations where they take me back to places that I've been. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody could say something and it will trigger something.
Yeah. Or ACEs is another one. Adverse childhood experiences.
It could be that too.
It's a lot of different factors that factor into stuff like that. But I just want to say that it's dope. And the second reason why I was asking those questions before was because I remember when we first started really hanging, you used to ask me a lot of questions about my relationship, and we used to have those conversations quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I haven't read your journal or anything like that, but I remember where you were then. Yeah. And those type of conversations that we used to have. So I can definitely see, or I can only imagine what you got when you read that, because I can see the difference in you now from when we would talk about stuff before. Like, I remember those conversations, and I remember you asking about relationships, and I remember us just going deep and trying to dive into like what was what and who was where, and you know, just trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
And so the fact now that you feel so confident about your direction, even though I don't think you're saying that you're perfect and you know exactly what you're doing, it's cool to see that you're at a different place.
I appreciate that.
Because it's been some years since that relationship.
Man, it's been damn near exactly a year. Mm-hmm. And I look back at, like, just the year that I've had. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's yeah, time. Been a year? I've been doing a lot of living.
Wow, that's nuts. That's nuts. You have.
And that's what James and I talked about. I've been living my life, man.
Yeah, you have.
And there is no looking back.
That's crazy.
I would not go back for anything in the world, mm-hmm. because I really am, you know, not to be cliche, but living my best life. Mm-hmm. And it's been for a minute.
Living,
you know what I mean?
Best life.
Right. So, you know, and I think getting my energy right is attracting everything I want and need.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's attracting, you know, me enjoying my job. It's attracting me enjoying my passion. It's attracting me to a partner that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you get your mind right, you get your life right. Mm-hmm. And that's like the best way that I can explain it.
That's cool. That's real cool, man. I'm enjoying hearing about your experience with that, and the fact that has it been a year or it's coming up on a year?
It's been a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's been a year and you've experienced so much life, because I've been here the whole year. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you've experienced so much life, and it seems like it's been more than a year, because you really have been living.
Yeah.
It's really cool, man. Like, I want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing, because obviously you're doing something right.
I'm trying, man. That's all we all can do, is try our best. There is no right and wrong. There is no fail. There's only lessons. The only way you fail is if you don't do it. Mm-hmm. And just by the way that I've learned that God and the universe works is, if you're supposed to do it, it's going to push you to do it anyway.
Right,
so
right.
You might as well just do the shit now. That's the best advice I can give.
That's real. No, that's cool, man. That's definitely cool. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't have a lot to on my end to share as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the only thing that I will share is what I've shared already is I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that.
I definitely have seen the growth from then to now. I see the way you even in you know, other relationships, like, you've grown with every experience that you've had.
Yeah, I done been quite a few.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
That's funny.
So you've grown in every experience that you've had, and
yeah,
you know, it's been cool for me. Like, I've been kind of sitting on the sideline, kind of just watching you.
Yeah.
And to sit here right now and to kind of think, because I didn't realize how much I was watching you, but to sit here now and hear you talk how you're talking about relationships in general versus, when we first were having these conversations, I can see, like, I can pinpoint moments where you where your mind shifted and when you changed a little bit and when your thought process went a little a different direction and you became more confident and you know what I'm saying? So it's cool, man. It's cool. We've had a lot of talks about a lot of different things, and that in particularly being a major topic of discussion between the two of us, just relationships in general, me with my wife and you and who you've been dating. And yeah, man, I said all that to say that I'm proud of the steps that you've taken to live your best life.
I appreciate
that. And to feel the most comfortable in your skin. It's cool to see from my seat.
I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate your growth as well. Shoot, we on this journey together, man.
Yeah, man. Most definitely. Well, I mean, that I ain't got nothing else, man. That was good for me. That was, I got to let grow and let go of all kind of stuff just now. And it wasn't even on me. That was cool. I got to experience
just
your light. So that was nice.
I appreciate that.
What we got coming up, man?
We have a beach party coming up July 29th. That is Sunday at Dock Walla Beach. We will give the exact location the day of. But we just having a beach day in collaboration with Feel Free to Feel Free. And we are going to be there all day. Bring what you need to relax on the beach. This is a day to just be, you know, to be yourself, be free, and just be for a moment. We will have a bonfire in the evening when the sun is setting. Make sure you bring something to let go of in the fire. You know, we have a nice little ceremony led by James Woods. Is that what you would call it? A ceremony? I don't know. I don't want to make it sound weird.
No, it's not. I don't think it's weird. Ceremony is, it's a ceremonial event. I mean, it's, to be honest with you, it's something that is just beneficial for everybody to do at some point, just to let go of whatever that thing is. And it could literally be a name on a piece of paper and you just throw it in the fire. Whatever you want it to be, it can be that. And it'll be an experience if nothing else. And the experience might be nothing for you. You know, you might feel nothing, and that is an experience. Everything, feeling nothing, feeling something is an experience. You just have to allow yourself to process whatever that moment was.
Absolutely. Like, just come to the beach, have a good time, bring your own bottle, bring your own food. We will have snacks, we will have water. Bring your own weed. I'm sure there will be other sharing, but bring your own weed, please. No drugs.
Right.
You can find this podcast at The Art of Letting Go Podcast on SoundCloud, as well as iTunes. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. If you would like to be on the podcast, or if you would like to send us something that you want to let go of, send it to theartoflettinggopodcast@gmail.com. We about to start getting active on the Instagram. So, you know, if you want to share a story, let go of it, send it on over. We'll get it up there.
And even if you don't, because, you know, Instagram involves a lot of video and stuff. Even if you don't want your face to be attached to whatever it is you're letting go, you can send us a recording of something you want to let go and we can, you know, let that go too. So,
or just something that represents something you want to let go of. Yeah. Just send it in.
So, we ought to have fun. We ought to feel free and just experience life. And we want to do that with as many people as we possibly can. So please take heed on a lot of the stuff that my brother Mike just shared. And let's keep growing, man. Let's grow as a family. Let's grow as a community and just see where it takes us. Like, I don't have any expectations. I just want to see where everything is going and allowing myself to be on path with the process. And I'm very happy with the way things are going. So come along for the journey. And we'd love to see you and love to hear from you. Where can people find you at, Mike?
You can find me at Just Mike Brown on all social media. You can can find me at primomiguel.com. And you can find me performing somewhere. I'm going to be performing in Paris. So I'll let you know exactly where.
That's cool. And you can find me on alpha_presents on Instagram, on Twitter, Wayne Michael on Facebook. And please go listen to Joshua's Lyric. It's on Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Pandora. It's on everything. So check it out. It's my single I put out recently. I think it's a pretty good song. And let me know what y'all think. Let me know if y'all want to hear more music, and I'll definitely be putting more stuff out, even if you don't want me to. So yeah, man, that is The Art of Letting Go.
It sure is. And thank y'all for listening. Really do appreciate that. This is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting grow. Peace, y'all.
Peace.